Listening Library presents Villainous, written and read by Matthew Cody. For James and Shirley Cody. Prologue. October 14th, 1934. He didn't want to come out, but he knew he couldn't stay in there all day. Eileen always said that when he locked himself in, he was only making it worse, giving the other children another reason to make fun of him. And it was hot, and it stank. But then outhouses were supposed to stink. Herman bit his lip as someone knocked at the door. He'd locked the latch, but what if it was Bill Tyler? That boy told everyone about how he used to break into homes back in Philadelphia. He even claimed to have picked the lock on Brother Francis's door once, though Herman suspected that story was just bragging. "Herman?" called a girl's voice from the other side of the door. "You okay in there?" Herman breathed a sigh of relief. Not a pleasant thing to do, considering the generally poor quality of the air in there. It was only Eileen. "I'm okay," answered Herman. "You gonna be much longer?" she asked. "I gotta go." "There's more than one outhouse," said Herman. Eileen knew that. She was just trying to get Herman to come out without saying she wanted him to come out. Silence. Herman started to worry that she'd gone, that she'd gotten so frustrated with him this time that she'd finally given up. She wouldn't have been the first. "Eileen?" he whispered against the slats of the door. "Herman, why don't you just come out?" She was still there. That was good, though he still wasn't about to come out. So this is where you...